calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas sticking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
So, I have something to ask you.
Okay, I kind of got that sense.
Yeah, well, see, the DJ that I have...
Yeah?
He's not working out too well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like his demeanor, his attitude, you know. He takes my food, he doesn't, you know, ask. And I had him scrub, it was dirty and stuff. But, so, here's the thing I want to talk to you about. I really think that you should be my DJ.
I don't know, Gorth.
I highly advise that you are my DJ. I really want to encourage you to say yes. Not encourage, but actually, you need to say yes to this. In fact, before you answer, I can see you're trying to answer. You get that mouth open wide. I know you're excited. I'd like you to go in there and introduce yourself to the DJ we have, the one I'm not happy with.
So you want me to meet the DJ? You want to replace him?
Yes. You need to talk to him right now.
On the air?
At this moment.
On the air.
Yes, on the air.
All right. Okay.
Of course, it's important that everybody hears it on the air. Yes.
This is kind of awkward. You want to replace me with this guy, but you want me to go talk to him?
Yes, you need to do it at this moment. Right now.
Okay.
Talk to him.
All right.
I cannot say thank you enough. Goodbye. Go say hi to him.
All right. Okay. Well, we walk in here.
All right.
And that was Madonna. Right now, it's about 10:22 here on WGOR, and I'm DK, I can't believe who just came in as Charlie.
DK DJ.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Well, I've been all over. Where have you been?
How is it possible that you... I mean, what happened to you?
Oh, man, it's a long story. You know, what happened was, you know, I was working for the downtown station there in Amarillo, you know, and all of a sudden, I went out one day, I left, I drove out of Amarillo, and you know, that's the first thing you want to do in Amarillo is drive out of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I drove out of it. And all of a sudden, I was kidnapped, I felt like I was being kidnapped, but this really ugly thing confronted me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he had a face like an aardvark.
You're talking about Lord Gore.
Well, yeah.
You must.
Well, anyway, we got to, he turned out to be a pretty decent guy, you know what I'm saying? And,
can I sort of explain to your listeners?
Well, go ahead.
DK DJ was my mentor many years ago when I first came to Amarillo.
That's right.
As I was an intern at Wasteland Radio.
That's right, you were,
Scruffy kid who showed up and, you know, wanted
You haven't changed, mentor. Charlie.
Yeah.
You haven't changed, you know what I'm saying? I recognized you right away.
It's just amazing. We swore you off for dead. I mean, no one survives long outside of Amarillo, but... Here you are.
But then again, nobody survives long in Amarillo either. So,
that's
it's a catch-22 situation here. Yeah.
That's true. These days, nobody survives, period.
That's true.
It's it's amazing. So, I mean, what have you been doing all these years?
Well, you know, it's a long story, but I'll cut it down a little bit. After I met Lord Gorth, of course, he said, hey, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio station there in Amarillo, Wasteland Radio. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm starting up a radio station, and I want you to be my morning guy.
Wow.
And I said, hey, man, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello and hello, FM. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so anyway, so he took me to his I don't know what you call the place that he took me to.
Sort of like a dungeon kind of area?
It was almost like a dungeon, but it had a radio console in there. And,
it's your average radio station.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And
wow. And
so all of a sudden, like, there I am, his morning guy.
Wow.
And, but listen, Charlie, what about you? I mean, I haven't seen you for a long time.
It's been, since you left, I had no choice. I took over the show. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen in your sort of quasi-imprisonment.
Well, I'm not really allowed to listen to other radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, Gorth,
I'm
not bashing him because, if I do, I'm going to get into a great deal of trouble here.
Yeah.
But,
he's your boss.
He is my boss. I don't see him too much.
Yeah.
He's hanging out doing other stuff, as you well know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm having a having a good time.
That's amazing.
Long hours. I'm working like 14 hours a day,
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're tied down to the seat there.
Well, that's another story altogether.
Yeah.
Sometime we'll get into that.
Do you get any benefits, any medical or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, I get food.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I don't have to worry about medical because he told me if I get sick, he's just going to replace me and with somebody else.
So I guess I'm your first guest today?
My first guest today. I can't believe it. I thought today all I would be doing was playing Slim Whitman tunes.
Yeah.
And, because...
Well, I guess you'll get into
Well,
that.
He likes those Slim Whitman, stuff like... Oh, yeah. He's a big Slim Whitman fan.
Wow.
You
wouldn't think it when you see him.
You wouldn't. No. I mean, as I say, when I first saw him, I was really frightened.
He's a big guy.
Huge.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. And, he's cool, but the thing is, I don't feel like I could leave here if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a tough economy.
Well, it is.
Oh, do you mean literally cannot leave?
Leave here. Stop the gig on Wasteland Radio and just leave here. I want to go to Amarillo.
Cool.
Now, I just want to remind folks it's about 10:28 here on WGOR. So, anyway, how we doing on time here? We're good? We're okay? All right. Listen, I see my engineer's giving me a cue here that he wants to take a break. So this is WGOR. I'm DK, your DJ. We're talking to Charlie. We'll be back.
Early shells from the ocean shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells. For every grain of sand upon the beach, I've got a kiss for you, and I've got more left over for each star that twinkles in the blue. Pearly shells, from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells.
Hey, this is DK DJ. We're back, and I'm talking to Charlie.
Awful song. I mean, great song. That was a great song.
Lord Gorth loves Slim Whitman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so that he wants me to, my gig is primarily around Slim Whitman. Listen, I'm not happy about it either. This guy has been dead for I don't know how long, but we're still playing his music,
Yeah.
And so anyway. So, Charlie, you know, I know that you haven't seen you for a long time, but I just don't understand how you got here.
Well,
you know?
It's kind of an interesting story. I mean, obviously, I was in prison, so it was not easy to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, right.
Lord Gorth busted me out. Apparently, he had sort of a mole on the inside of the town, and you know how he takes, so he likes to take over Amarillo every year. He was almost successful this time. He got right up to the wall.
He did.
And
yeah.
He was in prison. And obviously, you know about that.
Yeah, sure.
But, and I'm sure you guys were missing him while he was away. But did you think he was going to come back?
Well, Lord Gorth, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, things were, we still had our food and everything, and he had his servant people helping us and so forth, but I was still required to be on the air about 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm saying, okay, this gig is okay, you know, I mean, but...
anyway, he had the whole thing set up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for me to talk about it. I don't know that much. I don't know how he planned it. I was as caught off guard as... our guards.
Yeah,
were,
right. There you go.
When
yeah.
The explosion
right.
went off.
Yeah.
And we were sort of.
And you were
whisked
free.
Away. Yeah.
Now you were whisked away by Gorth's people.
Yeah, Gorth.
Much the same as what happened to me.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
In a sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
I mean,
and we went down Lord Gorth Tallway.
Right. Yeah.
Which is the main
right.
thoroughfare.
Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah.
And the rest is the present.
Okay. So here you are in the studio. We haven't seen each other for a long time.
Yeah.
So. There's some ulterior motive here. I'm getting a feeling.
Well,
I'm just getting this feeling. You know what I'm saying?
I got to be honest with you. I mean, it's, you know, Lord Gorth, I know what he likes to do. He likes to just, put him on here.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think he has plans for me to take over.
Are you kidding?
The morning thing.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
I'm going to lose this gig?
I think so. I think
Man.
So. I think if we...
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I mean, because I want to hold on to this job, and I don't want to break a friendship over this thing.
Yeah.
But...
We'll do it fairly.
Why don't we do... Listen, why don't we do, like, a contest, all right?
Okay.
You know, like, we'll introduce...
Contest.
Yeah.
All
like,
right.
like a DJ spin or you know, what do they call it? DJ... spin-off.
DJ,
okay?
Spin-off.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. All right. See,
almost
who's
like,
better DJ?
Yeah, almost like American Idol. We call this American DJ.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
And then let the best man win.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, and we'll let Gorth decide?
Yeah,
I guess. Watching us over there.
He
looks like he's giving us a
thumbs
up.
Yeah, I see that. He's got his aardvark paw up there, giving us
you know, you ever feel like you're just
a
mouse running around in a maze? And
I've never felt that.
You're right where you
are. You know, I've never felt that. But today,
okay.
You know.
All right,
so listen, Charlie, no hard feelings. Whatever Gorth, you know,
whatever Gorth decides,
that's the deal. We're okay, all right?
Okay.
Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, now what we're going to do is...
What do you think's the first component of a
okay,
DJ?
Okay, what you're going to do is introduce... You'll introduce a record.
Okay.
I'll introduce a record.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And let's see. Your record is... Slim Whitman. Okay.
I don't know a Slim Whitman song.
I don't know any either. I just play them. I don't know what they are.
Pretty much sound all the same.
Yeah. You
all
can
right.
do a Slim Whitman. I'm going to do a Cher.
So I'll introduce.
You're going to introduce Slim Whitman.
All
okay?
Right, okay.
All right. You
all
ready?
Right. So,
go.
So we're going. How much?
Go ahead, man.
20 seconds?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Go ahead.
The hottest record of the pre-apocalypse coming to you right now here on WGOR. I'm your host, Charlie C. Oh, I love this song. You can hear it coming. I love that yodel. Slim Whitman. We'll be right back.
All right, Charlie.
That was
pretty good.
I'm kind of nervous, you know, being
that was pretty good.
And,
I mean, I have a little different way of introducing the records, you know, but what I'm saying?
Cher.
So, okay, so now
remember.
It's my turn to introduce Cher, okay?
Okay.
Hi there. It's Cher. That's all.
That was a good effort.
Was it good?
That was a good effort.
You're not telling me, you know, just because you're saying that, but I think your introduction was better. I don't know how.
Yeah, you know, I remember you being livelier as sort of a personality.
I don't do that anymore, man. You know, when I'm on the air,
like,
I'm just like low key.
You have like a
you know?
Whole jive going on.
I'm like low key.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Okay.
I'm
it's kind of a key.
All right. So listen, we can let Gorth listen to that and see what he thinks. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I believe, you know, in short and sweet, you know, and
yeah,
to the point.
All right. Okay. What do you want to do now?
All right. Let's see. We're going to make up a weather forecast, all right?
Okay.
Okay, now this, look, it's Amarillo. I mean, it's hot always in Amarillo,
we're
right?
Of Amarillo. It is a little hot.
I know, but it's
further to the south.
You know, but,
it's Gorth's,
yeah.
Gorth's domain.
Okay.
We're going to do a weather forecast.
Going to do a weather forecast.
First.
Okay. Hi. Right now, it's like, maybe 50 degrees here. And, man, the weather is, it's friggin' hot, you know what I'm saying? And, we have some sunshine, and then we may get some clouds later, and we might have some rain sometime later this month. That's it, man. That's the weather.
That was good.
That's what I do, man. You
that
know, that's it. That's it.
Good.
Okay. I've been doing this for, you know, I've been doing this a lot of years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
So, all right, you do the weather.
All right, let's see. Okay. Oh, it's hot out there, folks. It's going to be hot today, hot tomorrow. We're looking at rain maybe at the end of the week. If we're lucky, listen, save your water. Reserve the water. Don't share it with others. If you got kids, keep them on rations. WGOR.
That was good, man.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, you have it. You know what I'm saying? But I do the best I can.
I've got, you know.
You know,
I mean,
I really do. And when I'm doing the weather.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
When you last saw me, it's been a few years at least. And, you know, I think I've improved since sort of taking over the show.
Oh, I think you really have. You know what Gorth likes too. You know, he loves me to say, chilly today, hot tamale. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because
yeah.
of Texas, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks. I know. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, man, I feel you. I feel you.
Okay.
You got to do with the management.
All right. Okay. Now the next thing we're going to do, okay, I mean, because we've got the two parts here, you know, the info to the record, the weather.
Okay.
We don't do news on this station.
I feel like you've been pitted up against DJs in the past.
Yeah, I have. But anyway, maybe we could do, and by the way, listening audience, this is a... we're having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stressed at all.
Okay. Now, the third section I thought we could do, because, you know, as you well know, you have to sometimes speak between the records, and there may be some times where you're queuing up a record where you have to ad-lib for a little while.
Yeah, I see what you're
or
saying.
You're waiting for
stalling
one of the...
For time.
You're waiting
sort
for one of the...
Fashionable.
Yeah. We have what we call Gorth feeds. These are feeds that are over the Gorth net.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to sometimes download those. So while we're downloading the GorthNet feeds,
mm-hmm.
we sometimes have to, you know, ad-lib.
And these are like daily words of wisdom.
These are like daily words of wisdom from Gorth. And, you know, they come, he records them, and then they are sent down via network. And we, you know, we don't have many computers in here, you know.
Yeah, no, you just
Gorth does not. Gorth
like
does not.
Does that still work?
Well, it's a Tandy, TRS-80.
Uh-huh.
Very old. You know, we still use little floppy disks in it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
All right.
So I thought we could maybe ad lib.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I went first with the weather. It's your turn to ad lib first.
All right. Okay. So I've got a few seconds. A
couple of minutes. Yeah. A
couple
you know,
of minutes.
Yeah. Well, a minute. Okay. We'll do a minute.
A minute.
Yeah.
A whole minute.
Okay.
This is tough. I think ad libbing is my weak spot, my weak point.
Well. Just do the best you can. You know, this is what the competition is all about. You know?
You know, folks out there, I often think to myself, you know, why do I do this gig? And I really think it's about the listeners, and I really appreciate your feedback. Listen, whenever you can, you come down to the station. We're right here. I don't know the address. I'm kind of new to the station, but come down. You know where it is, Lord Gorth's domain. Follow the signal. Right here to the station. And, you know, just tell me what you think, what you want to hear. I have to run it through Gorth, obviously, but otherwise we'll play whatever you want. We like to, you know, accommodate all the listeners. And right now we've got some words of wisdom from Lord Gorth. So we're going to get into that right now. Oh, I failed. I failed.
No, that was pretty good. I mean, I liked it.
It was all right?
Yeah. I was listening.
You know, I kind of just talk about
I liked it, Charlie. Charlie, you got the edge here, I'm telling you. You really do.
Yeah.
All right, it's my turn to ad lib. It's my turn to ad lib.
All right, go ahead.
Well, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Lord Gorth. But right now, I just want to tell you a story about a scorpion that I see at the bottom of the wall here. And the scorpion is crawling up the wall. And he's getting now to the middle part of the wall. He's crawling up. He's at the top of the wall. This is a scorpion. He's walking over the sea. Oh, he just slipped and he fell down on the rug a little bit, but he's crawling back up again. No, it's okay, man. You know, I'm just doing my thing, you know? I'm just ad-libbing, you know? And this scorpion is crawling up the wall, and oh, he's up at the top of the ceiling again, and he's going across the wall there. Let me describe the scorpion to you. He's looks like a scorpion, and he's got a baseball cap on. Kansas City Royals. I don't know what that means. But anyway, he's crawling across the wall. Now he's going down the wall, and he's finished, and I am too. That's it. Okay, let's hear Lord Gore's stuff. That's my ad lib.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, man, it wasn't. No, it wasn't as good as yours. You know what? I mean, I just don't have the, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the personality that he wants. You know, I just don't have
I mean, a lot of these warlords and dictators these days, they want kind of a jumpy kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, that's not my thing, though.
No.
I'm not a jumpy guy, you know. From when we were at the station in MRO.
I mean, I feel uncomfortable having to come out and go, well, you're listening, blah, blah, and riling people up.
When we were at Wasteland Radio, you know, when I was there,
I mean, you own the station.
I did what I did, and you know, that's it. And he liked it initially. I just, you know, I don't know why he's sending me over here. Really, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this, you know. I'm not happy about it. What's that?
I mean, look at him.
I mean, Charlie, you're a good friend, but I understand you got to go with the flow. You got to do the progress thing, you know. And if Gorth wants that, that's fine.
Is this the end of the contest?
Yeah, I guess. What else? Do you have any ideas what you want to do? We inferred a record. We did the weather. And we did the ad-libbing. But anyway, so listen, Charlie, may the best man win. All right? That's my feeling about this.
Are you going to take a music break and then he'll give us the results?
We'll take a music break. We're going to have him listen. We might have to play two Slim Whitman records, you know, here for him to listen to this thing. But we're going to take a music break. And then when we come back, Gorth will have the results. We're back. I'm DK, your DJ, and this may be the last time I'm going to be here because Gorth has chosen. Charlie, you got it, man. You got the gig.
Listen, I'm not happy about it.
What
this means for me, I mean, obviously you don't care. I don't, you know, but it's a feel for it.
They're
going to chain me to your chair while it's my shift.
You're chained to the chair.
I get food.
Sometimes.
How about water?
Sometimes. You can't get up. to go to the bathroom or anything. You know that, right?
During my shift.
Yeah, don't drink water. I'm telling you, man, don't drink water before you start this thing.
All right.
Because, you know, and now I'm surprised you want this. You sure you want this?
I don't.
You sure you, yeah.
Listen, I have the feeling that if I said I don't, and I you know, well, you know how he is.
Well, you know, what I'm worried about is, you know, when I'm done with this thing, I'm out of here. I'm going to leave the area. So,
I mean, where are you going to go? You
I don't.
Car? I mean, it's the end of the world.
I don't know. I'm just going to start. I'm just going to start walking. I'm just going to start walking, and if I run into a biker gang, I'll just, you know, have to deal with it. I'll hide somewhere. And, I mean, this was a good gig. I'm sorry to lose this, you know, but hey, you know, progress, time goes on.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you'd like to call in and wish me goodbye, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for our first phone call now.
Yeah.
The phone's not ringing. You know that.
Is there a phone system here?
Yeah.
There is. A rudimentary
I don't know if it's hooked up, but I'm not seeing any lights light up, so people don't really care that I'm going, I guess.
Yeah.
They just don't care, you know.
Well, listen, it's a weekday. They might be at work.
So, anyway, I you know, I'd really like to talk to Gorth, you know, before I go.
Yeah. It seems like he's kind of wants you just to get out.
Hey, Gorth, man, how come you canned me? Yeah, but that's not a good excuse. No. Listen, I did the best I possibly could. Why are you canning me?
All right. So now, folks, if you're listening at home, Lord Gorth is kind of yelling at us through this soundproof glass window. I mean, I couldn't.
You can't. No, you can't argue with. Well, you know how aardvarks speak. Yeah, you're an aardvark, you Gorth thing. You're an aardvark. Yeah.
All right. Listen.
I guess I told him, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's coming down.
Oh, all right. Okay. Listen. I guess this is it.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm getting up. I'm out of here. Hey, he's coming into the space.
All right. All right. Okay. Hey, listen,
here,
folks. I'm the new host of.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Charlie. Good luck. Man.
I'll see you later.
I'm out of here.
Bye, don't go too far.
Okay. Bye.
Stay safe. This has been WGOR, the morning shift, and I guess I'm your new host, Charlie C. And we're out of here now. We'll catch you next time.